And time for the birthday scam. Going to call a woman who her and her husband's horses got loose, went onto somebody's property, and then to retrieve them, they took like their truck or four-wheeler and ended up tearing up the ground. And so the people are waiting to, they've demanded like a couple loads of dirt to fill it up.
Yeah, this lady claims they ruined her septic system, too. Call her up. I'll be their representative.
Yvonne, can I help you?
Yvonne, this is Robert Phillips. I'm an attorney. I represent Mrs. We had the problem with your horses. And she has been waiting to hear from you about restitution.
Well, I don't know anything about it. She hasn't spoke to me at all. She spoke to my husband about it.
Okay.
And the only thing I know from the conversation with him is that there were some ruts in her yard, and she wants a whole truckload of dirt to cover up the ruts.
Well, yes, she's requested two dump trucks of dirt.
Well, I mean, I'll get an attorney if I have to, but there's no way that his truck tore up two loads of dirt.
Well, hang on now. So you don't even intend to give her restitution here?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we haven't actually gone out there and looked at it, but I was there the night it happened, and there's no way it cost two loads of dirt to cover up the ruts. We plan on covering up the ruts, but, you know, I haven't been out there to look at that.
Well, when? This was several weeks ago. I don't believe that you intend to do anything.
Well, I don't care what you believe. I'm telling you what I am going to do.
Look, your horses got out.
Yes, I realize that.
And they came over.
My horses did not do anything to her yard.
And then you drive into her yard with your trucks and tear it up.
First of all, she tried to claim that we tore up her septic system, and there is no septic system there.
How do you know?
She's trying to claim that because I've been out there.
What did you do? Go digging for it? I mean,
no, you can tell where a septic system is.
Well, there is indeed a septic system, she tells me. So,
I'll have my attorney contact yours over this rut in her yard, and that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Now, you said you hadn't been there, but then you say you had been there.
No, I was there the night it happened, and there was no septic system there. My husband sunk two tires in her yard. That does not.
All right, now you admit it. Now
you loads a truck.
So I have you admitting that you drove the trucks into her yard and ripped it up.
Let me explain something to you, sir. I work in a doctor's office, and I know my rights.
Okay, whatever.
So you are not to call me at my office ever again. Do you understand? Or I will have a lawsuit against
you. Well, let's say I take my truck
and I don't know what kind of practice you run by calling people at work over a rut in someone's yard.
I'll put some ruts in your yard. What if I drove my truck through your yard? You wouldn't like it.
I would like to know your name, sir.
And then your horses run amok. You know, one of her horses kicked her vehicle.
Whatever. What is your name?
And you don't even care.
What is your name, sir? I would like to know what your name is.
Robert Phillips.
Robert Phillips.
And we're going to...
And you are a board-certified lawyer?
No, I'm a fake lawyer. Yes, I'm a board-certified lawyer.
You're a board-certified lawyer.
By the time I'm through with you, I'm going to own those horses, and we're going to make a lot of Alpo out of them. That's what we're going to do.
You can have every horse I have.
It's off to the Alpo factory.
Whatever, jerk.
You could probably make about 100 cans of Alpo per pillow.
She hung up, jerk.
Thank you for calling this, Corey. Can I help you?
Ooh, she hung up.
I know. Hold on just
wait,
a second.
Wait. Corey?
Uh-huh.
Can you see her from where you are right
now? Uh-huh.
What is she doing right now?
She's pretty mad.
Yeah. Can you call her over to where you are right now?
Yvonne.
This is Yvonne. Can I help you?
I can't believe you hung up on me.
Excuse me?
Happy birthday. This is Dean and Raj.
Thank you.
Birthday scam.
I'm so embarrassed.
You should be. This is from Kyle and La Erica.
Uh-huh.
They wanted us to call you and do this because you have a birthday.
Well, thank you.